Welcome to Alive the Pod Course, practices and conversation for fully alive living.
Join Jane Gottlieb and Marisa Halstead for some shucktified musings aimed to help listeners maintain an inspired and open mindset and wider perspective.
In this pod course, we take the approach of inviting all humans to consider their life and the way they live it as extraordinary versus ordinary. Here, we offer conversation and practice to help make that possible.
Ultimately, we hope these conversations illuminate the infinite possibilities available to us all and help each of us come fully alive in every scene in the movie of our life.
Let's roll.
All right, jumping right into just a very interesting subject. I think we're going to talk today. Well, hello, everyone.
Hello.
Thanks
hello,
for listening.
Jane.
Hi, Marisa.
Hi.
I think we really wanted to talk today, given that, you know, this is the new year. We're just getting into the new year. It's a time for resolution and New Year's resolution, sankalpa, if you're a yogi. And just the idea of the beginning of a story, like what's behind the three seats of awareness that we talk about in Fully Alive Living, what's behind and in front of, I think is a little bit what you're going to be speaking about. The movie, you know, being in the movie, the writing the movie, watching the movie, like what's behind all of that is the home base state, the true essence of the soul.
Oh, well, juicy topic here today.
Exciting. We don't like to be boring.
It's not boring. You know, and I think we were chatting before we hopped on here about how this can serve us from a conceptual place. And also, you know, how is this relevant not only when you're at a new year, or Jane mentioned to me before we hopped on here, like when you have the feeling of wanting to exit something. A relationship, a job, any threshold moment. I think what we're really like here to chat about today is to how to take this concept of coming to this space of neutrality, of finding that
like
center
base
of
state.
The soul base state in these
home
moments
base.
Of transition threshold so that we can like have some real authentic, alive truth for ourselves. Not what we think we need to do from the place that we're at, but we want to talk about a pathway potentially and like how we have.
Well, like, yeah,
this.
And just home base, this mm-hmm. place where like behind all the story, behind the romantic kiss or the breakup, behind where you want to go and the vision, and behind the seat of awareness is I, you know, I would say God, the divine, the immovable. There are mm-hmm. so many words, but mm-hmm. it's this home base where it's immovable. And that is the part of us that is carried through every scene of our life. And when we have a relationship, and I think today we want to talk about what that feels like, looks like, smells like, all, you know, so you really know and can practice that home base. It's, I mean, in some ways it's a fourth state of awareness, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's behind all the humanity and the mm-hmm. creation of life. And it's a place to come back to when you travel too deep into the human or too deep into the spirit or too deep into the writer. It's a neutralizer,
mm-hmm.
base state, home base. And we want to talk about what that feels like.
Yeah.
So that when you go to rewrite a scene
mm-hmm.
or you go to show up in an archetype and like fully like be with someone in a different way,
mm-hmm.
You have a place of reference, I guess.
Yeah, a place of reference. I love that. That's a really good way to say that. And, you know, the only reason I think you guys will learn, I'm like, what's the why? All the time. But, you know, the why, I think the reason behind doing any of that is so that we can really be authentic and move with life. This feeling of aliveness is like, letting life come through us and being in that kind of like receptivity to be active in our lives from a place of that neutrality is just gonna, it's just gonna feel better.
Yeah. For me, the why is also, this is gonna sound Jane like, but I think what we're talking about also with Alive Living, and we're gonna keep defining it,
yeah.
not differently, but just keep diving in, is, you know, if you were walking across the bridge, it's that state of that the bridge is not there until you take the step.
That.
And so this is a place of like, what's the balance of your whole mind, body, spirit that is the thing that gets you to take the next step before the bridge is even there? Mm. It's that, because to me, you know, it's so easy to get wrapped up in our story and what we should do and where we should be and our visions and our manifestations and all the things. And this is behind all of this. It's this peaceful place that it's okay to have all, like, none of it and all of it. Mm-hmm. There's no greed if you had it all, and there's no loss if you had nothing. I don't know. That's my why, is like, especially at the new year, if this is a great time and a very collective time to write a new scene in your story, to even maybe shift the movie a little. And I want to create my life from my neutral home-based state. That's my why. I don't want to create it from the stories that are already going.
I fully am tracking what you're saying, and it's what I'm hearing is like, create your life. Yes, you're going to take that step. And at the same time, the life is creating itself. You're just letting it unfold step by step by step by step. So really, we're just like finding that that place where we can just be in the alignment, is a good word for it, to take a step, and then life creates itself.
Yeah, and I think so let's dive in.
Yeah,
because I think we've done that. Like, we got that. And if you didn't understand some of it, just don't worry. Try again next year, or let it go and do a different podcast. But this state, you know, maybe jump in right here. You know, I think, Marisa, you have such gifts at speaking to the exact opposite of this state of being way in the human, way in the spirit. Mm. You know, I probably have a lot of stories about being way in the visionary. But, and in order to know the base state, you have to know the opposite.
Correct.
So you have to have gone too far. And that's really when we were talking about, hey, what should we bring up today? That was, I think, what you were really passionate about, is like that, I want to relate and be relatable to someone who has been way out there.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of hopefully going to hold the opposite side of like, oh, but I want to feel that place of emptiness. There's an incredible book. It's called Emptiness Dancing. And I just want to say to people, I never want to have that. I never want to be that not alive. And it is funny, like, in order to feel fully alive, you have to know fully still. And I'm not going to say fully dead, but completely sensorially not alive. Mm-hmm. And so it's an important state to just become aware of. And it
Absolutely.
Can be a tool.
Absolutely. And it's not, it may seem in opposition to, you know, the emptiness and the aliveness, but it's not. It's two sides of the same coin.
Yes.
And we do live on a planet of duality here as human beings.
Took the words out of my mouth.
And here we are learning how to navigate this duality with more grace and centeredness. That is the feeling of aliveness. Again, another way to define it. But, you know, I really wanted to speak to something more specifically. What Jane was alluding to is, I know for myself, for sure, I've noticed this this pendulum swinging that happens when human nature, the way that we are wired, needs to learn the opposite side of the coin to better understand this side of the coin, and then eventually to come back to the middle. And I've seen this in so many clients that I've worked with, and also just listening to people out there, teachers talking about this. It's like this journey that we go on, and I think this is relevant because we're just having some opportunity to self-reflect where we might be at in the journey. Where is our pendulum swinging right now in whatever subject we're working with? But I really have seen this, like,
or where are we as we're creating our life? That is so important, to be honest, to get right with reality. Like, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, that's
getting
where
right
it's really
reality.
Practical to me, because if you're writing a new story from a place that you are in other galaxies,
right,
that's going to be a challenging go.
Yes, it is. And maybe you need that challenging go.
Absolutely.
It's not wrong or better. It's just, yes.
It tells you why. Like, nothing's wrong with you, but you're working with some things that are complex or whatever. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. No, it's true. And, you know, I know for myself, I've gone like, and maybe some of you guys can relate. I bet there is this pattern, and we've talked about, like, consciousness is math, this waking up process of before we hopped on, I was like, before waking up, chop wood, carry water. It's an old proverb. After awakening, chop wood, carry water. And I remember with wine, this is a good example. I'm a sommelier and super into wine and I love it and I always have. Well, I stopped drinking for a year and a half. I stopped having sex for a year and a half too, almost 2 years. Like, whoa, that's also something I love very much. And in that time, I was just in this like deep healing space and I just like swung completely the other way. I was meditating every day. I was like soaking up all the spiritual knowledge I possibly could. I was like traveling to other galaxies. And it just had this natural process of, while I needed to swing that far this way, when I came back to now having drinking and sex in my life, the action isn't different. The energy behind the action is very different.
Yeah, I think it's so brilliant that you bring that up, and I'm understanding now, you know, because I'm just not related to that at all. I've always just not understood why you have to go that far. And this is my personal thing, so it's the only thing that I could speak to is I'll call it like the really wide central channel, like that's wide. And sometimes it's just really cool. It's really helpful and really inclusive for you to bring up that it, you know, yes, there are 1,000,000,000 infinite pathways to the same end.
Exactly.
And talking about all of them, you know, is, I think, beautiful because it includes more people. So
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. And then, you know, that returning back to what we really started this conversation with, what we're about to dive into, and you have such wisdom in this. I'm like excited to hear what's going to come through, is this, like, in order to swing the pendulum back into your human experience, let's just say you are one of those people that has gone through one of those swings and or it's coming at some point in life, big or small. There's this neutrality, this centering, this peace where the figure eight, if you will, or the union at the center piece is what we're really, Jane's going to share a little bit more about how to access that potentially and what that feels like and how you can check in with yourself about how to come to that space so that you can then be in your duality life.
That's hilarious.
Maybe you're not.
No, I mean, I am, but it's the impossible to discuss.
Exactly.
It's the only thing we can't name.
Right.
And Joe Dispenza is really good at speaking to this. It's like he really tells you in his voice to focus on nothing, you know, endlessly. And I mean, I remember sitting in workshop with him just being like, fuck you. Focus on nothing. What are you talking about? And until I was able to surrender and find the space and the stillness, and it literally was, it's so minute that it's infinite.
Yeah.
It's like, and I only touched it for a hairline of a second when I was able to collapse time and space and all the story and recognize that, like, I'm the same person yesterday that I am in 50 weeks as who is the same person as you and my mom, and there is no separation. Like, it's that moment of humility, I guess, that I am finding that if I create my life with the awareness of that, then my life is part of the symphony of the universe. I'm not this like lone ranger, which isn't true anyway, but it's not all about me. It's in the symphony of the like harmony. And that is also like a really important piece of fully alive living. Not that the dissonance isn't amazing in jazz, it is, but to be part of the symphony, it just makes it so much more, it's not all about me. Even though I'm the one writing my story. So it is all about me. Right? Two sides of the same coin.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And the you, it is about you, but it's not the Jane you. It's not the this pod course. It's not the thing that we create. It's not that.
It's the universal you that is everyone.
That. And being able to get into that space, even for a microsecond, being connected, one of the things I really subscribe to work on. Melt back into is being connected to everything and nothing all at once. And I know I've gotten there, and maybe some of you have, I know you have, of that being in that moment, that is enough. That is you creating that symphony. It's not about you coming out of that and then using it to create 10 more things in the tangible world. And in our culture, in our Western culture, that is pretty rebellious.
Yeah. And if you can't understand this, guys, with your brain, you're right on, because it's not understandable. Mm-hmm. This isn't logic. And if you're trying to go down of like, let me get this, you can't. And that's actually taking you out of the whole point of what we're saying. So if you're confused, you're right on.
Just absorb.
Yeah.
I remember when I was, that is such a good point. When I was listening to the first time I listened to books a lot and read, I enjoy that process of both. And The Power of Now, Eckhart Tolle. And my brain was like, I'm going to listen to this 5 times until I get it. And it was, you know, a few years later, a couple years later, just these little, and plant medicine can do that too. A lot of things, meditation can do that too. They plant little seeds, and it's about absorbing it and surrendering into trusting, melting back into allowing, getting out of the way over and over and over and over.
Relaxing into.
Then it just emerges in the perfect timing.
Yeah. So let's talk about the two sides of it, because I don't have an enormous amount of experience with plant medicine, but I don't have no experience. Mm-hmm. I've dabbled in a few. Mm-hmm. And I've always been like, I always understood that if I surrender into the medicine, I'm going to soften or find myself in a state of peace or a galaxy that is it's where I can experience nothingness or peace or oneness, but it's way out there and it's not here, is sort of like the mentality I've somehow understood around plant medicines conceptually. Like I'm accessing other dimensions, right? Does that make any sense? And that was always my thought process. But what's always happened for me, and I understand this is fairly unique to me, but I've had the exact opposite come. Like every time I've really surrendered to the medicine and had no expectations, which is, I've never gone in that way, but through the journey, I can get there. What happens is I come home to my body, to the space like of right and time, like of now. I'm not far out in other dimensions where there is healing. I'm actually right here in this exact space and time and body, which is really affirming, and that's why it's healing for me. And so I think sometimes we do want to go out there because it's easier, or there's more peace, or we have more awareness or more consciousness out there, right? On whether we use plant medicine or meditation, which in some ways is an exit, right? But I want to try and pull that moment into the body, into this space and time as reality too.
I love that so much.
So important to me.
Yeah, it is. And I think it's just, it's such a important, beautiful way of being to experience the infinite in your own cells. And I was just working with a client yesterday. This is what we were working on. I was like, this is what was coming through, is a better way to put that, of like the stardust, everything that is seemingly exit out there separate, because that's how we perceive it. If you can really focus on and feel that same atoms, molecules, if you want to think about it that way, or light or frequency or music, whatever it is, a color,
elements,
whatever that is, it's all the same thing, but it's in our cells too. And to experience that simultaneously, or of like, wow, as above, so below, not as a concept quote that you read in a book, but rather as a true practice.
Yeah. And if it takes a long time, we're going to suggest some practices here in a minute, but to get there, if you just have the open heartedness and open mindedness to believe that there is a place of peace inside and all around that is all deeply connected, and it really somehow is in no space and no time. And you just hold the awareness in your brain, or the thought that it might be possible, and you just don't know it yet, or you're not that good at finding it yet. That's like your first ticket. Like there's, this isn't something you can't do.
Right.
Literally.
It's not reserved for the spiritual or
the advanced.
Yeah. That's a beautiful point.
And I always like to say that because sometimes with concepts that are hard to understand, and I do understand the world through my brain, despite my embodied nature. I'm a thinker. Mm-hmm. And I always like really rally behind those of us who want to understand and, or to think that we can't, or we think we're missing something. Mm-hmm. And like, you're just not. It is not. It's like that. This is the point of awareness where we take all those shields and layers and personalities and assumptions about who we are on the Enneagram scale, and we take them away and we soften into the connection of fire or light that is in all of us. And yet the funniest thing is I find this space to be incomplete, dark, black. Mm-hmm. Like it's everything. So it's, for me, it's black. It's mm-hmm. not,
yeah.
It's not light. Mm-hmm. And yet it is, I think it is the piece of light of that, from that initial candle at the beginning of the Big Bang that created us all. It's that piece of fire that's inside each of us. That is the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you need a visual.
It's super true.
So like we said, we were going to talk about what it tastes like, feels like, is. So
exactly. And if just for examples of how that might be showing, you know, how you might be able to access that simply is, you know, what we're speaking to seems to be a little bit more of this practice of like really feeling the expansion and the internal as well. That can be in a conversation when you're with someone and you can see them as a version of yourself. Just as like in a day to day, when you can like connect to your breath and really like receive, we were talking about that on another podcast, listening with our heart. Every single one of us is programmed to be present. Every single one of us is, it's in our DNA coding to, we came in with wide open hearts to be curious, to just look around with fresh eyes. And you can even do that now. You can do that right. Look around even for 5 minutes today through the eyes of your little child that you're just learning something new. That is a way, a path.
There's I think that's the simplest way of putting it is presence. I mean, if you are going to create your life from a present place, then that walking across the bridge and the bridge is unfolding as you're walking, if you're present, it's only going to be magnificent. Now, when I say magnificent, I don't mean joyful, sparkly, all the things, but like magnificent, like the majesty of the mountains and the ocean, right? Like the indescribable. It will be that if you return to presence. I think so. That's what we're talking about, present, which isn't the same thing as yesterday, and yet in the same weird way, if there is no space and time, it is yesterday and tomorrow. It's so funny. I love to talk because one of the other things after studying with Byron Katie a little this year, I remember coming out fresh from that workshop and just being like, I can't speak, because the minute I open my mouth to try to explain what I've experienced or what I now am aware of, it diminishes it. So like you can't speak because it's going to be a contradiction to what is, right?
Yeah.
So bye. Sorry,
we're done.
Presence is everything and nothing.
Peace.
Ta-da, the end.
Just
so
kidding.
Yeah, to me it feels like the warmest darkness I could ever experience. Like is that, and darkness I'm not associating, like it's the warmest black. It's the best. It's a point of zero. And it's a point of zero. I don't know. What does it feel like to you?
Not dissimilar. Yeah. I'm like a little bit of a galaxy like space person, so I feel it as a darkness for it. This infinite. There is no edges. It's everything and nothing. It's a full emptiness.
Yeah,
you're saying warm. I'm feeling like full, but it's not dissimilar. Anybody else? Like, if you can put into words what we're chatting about, love to hear your perception. It's just interesting.
It's an ecstatic warmth. It's an ecstatic aloneness. It's an ecstatic stillness, right?
Yeah, it's active. It's alive and empty.
And so quiet.
Two sides
and
of the same
so
coin.
Still. It's so cool.
And then you get to bring that, you know, then you're at a party and you're just like being in your life, for example, and you may not be like accessing that dimensionality and like that center point consciously. However, once you get into that over time and over time and over time, you are really fully present when you're just in your life, when you're driving in your car. You know, the mind is slower. There are changes, and it's just like you're more in your human. The paradox is that you're more in your human without wanting to escape, be different elsewhere, the stories that run
while
the show.
While using the magic of what's out there to create the next step.
That.
Like not being separate from.
Led by.
While being human.
Yeah.
And I guess that, you know, we speak about that as the integration process, which it is. And which it is. Mm-hmm. It's the integration mm-hmm. of using all the seen, the unseen wisdom world, as is above and so is below, to experience life in the vessel of our human body with all of it. And like that's fully alive living to me. Yeah.
Well, we started this conversation with, you know, it is New Year's time, depending on when you're listening to this. But, you know, where we can head with this, I think for now, is how do we set intentions for ourselves, resolutions for ourselves? For New Year's is a word that we use in this culture. Maybe intention is
for
a better
day,
word.
For a meeting, for a relationship, mm-hmm. though, if it's not on New Year's or near.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like how can we really apply this? And I have an idea that I'd like to bring in that kind of just like came through of we're so in the habit. I know a lot of us are in the habit of, okay, this, the tangible is the resolution, or the habit change is the resolution. What if it was the energy behind? What if it was more connected to what we've been chatting about of the more presence? And if I can just apply more presence every single day, then the unfolding of all the tangible stuff is just a beautiful, natural byproduct. Not the other way around. Like come at it from this way.
Yeah. I mean, hell yeah. Yeah. That's the nature of Sankalpa and to me. Like, yeah. Yes.
And in our culture, like
we don't do it.
Don't do that. Yeah. It's the other way around.
It's
we think that's going to make us more happy.
Right. Fulfilled. It's because our point of orientation, mm-hmm. I think, and mm-hmm. Joe is so brilliant at this, mm-hmm. Is because so often our point of orientation is what we perceive in our outside world. And mm-hmm. so we measure if we're doing things or well or close to our intention or close to our envision by what's happening in the outside world.
We can see,
and when
feel.
We measure our success, where we are on that spectrum of having what we want by the outside world, actually the only place we're putting our attention is the gap, is the place that doesn't have it.
Yes.
So we're saying that if you actually were to create an intention or a reality from the place inside that is the feeling of what it is that you desire to experience in our humanity. And if you say love, love has a lot of flavors. It's mm-hmm. not just love, mm-hmm. right? Love, it's love the whole thing. But if you go to that place and you get present with where love is inside you, then the reality unfolds from the place of having, and your attention is on where it is in your life instead of where it isn't, mm-hmm. and you become that which you are seeking.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like impossible not to. Mm-hmm. So
you might want to rewind about 5 seconds.
We
go
think
back
that's
and listen
a cool
to that.
Place to write an
Let
intention
it absorb
from.
Into the cells. Yeah. So have you worked on this yet? Is there in real time you want to kind of like play with what intention for this year?
Oh, you know, I've been having fun. Having awareness of this more than I have actually practiced it, to be totally honest.
Yeah.
I'm just having fun knowing that I've discovered this key, right? And I just want to talk about it. But I do know, well, I'm gonna talk about that next week because I'm gonna practice it this week.
Great.
I'm gonna tell you I don't know right now.
I love that.
It's honest.
It is an honest answer and very loud.
How about you? Or do you want to talk about next week too?
I'm going to talk about next week.
What I'd love for you to do, because you're brilliant at this, especially just off the cuff, because I know you can. I would love it if you would lead us into a meditation that gives us this fourth state of awareness, experience of the one behind the body, mind, and spirit.
Beautiful. Okay. I'd love to.
Cool.
Okay. This is real time in practice of the unfolding.
Fuck yeah.
As we go. But I got you. You can trust. All right. So the way that I go about this is to go inward to the feeling of being in the body. And then from that point, we feel our nervous systems are able to find the expansion. And then we can kind of return back and find that point of stillness. So I'll guide us for about 5 minutes or so to find that place for ourselves, even for just a moment. What a sweet little treat. So go ahead and sit back wherever you are. Just melt your body a little bit. Just get relaxed. This is not about an acute spine. Allow your spine to feel supported. Your hips to just settle down. If you want to roll your shoulders up to your ears, just to take some breath, inhale. And on your exhale, you're just settling into your physical form, becoming present with, allowing your breath to come in and out. And just feeling your legs, feeling your hips, feeling the front of your heart, the back of your heart. Being present in your space, in your vehicle, with your breath. And as you do that, bringing more and more attention and awareness on your breath, you have more access to yourself. And now start to notice the self that's beyond the physical. Maybe it's light, maybe it's just a sensation, a texture, an awareness around you, in front, underneath, above, below. The you that is you beyond form, your energy. And just be patient. Really just connecting to what your energy may feel like, look like. Being with it. And now continuing to simply just bask, emptying out. And if thoughts come in and thoughts go, just allow that. See if you can surrender into stillness, being. Letting go. And bringing in curiosity just to notice if this feels like it's expanding a little or contracting. Noticing darkness. Or light. Just be curious. Going past a little bit where it feels comfortable, where it feels normal to just be and stay. And even more curious. What happens when I truly find this place of stillness, of emptiness, connected to everything and nothing all at once? letting go of time, form, just another little bit. And then gently just bringing your awareness back to your physical form, the energy at your heart. Taking a little breath into the front of the heart, the back of the heart. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes.
Thank you.
It's just nice to play with that and not have to get it right.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was so nice. I mean, it's so arbitrary too, in its own weird way. I know that like part of my brain would be like, why do I have to think about nothing? Especially when I first started meditating. Mm-hmm. You don't have to think about nothing. It's an invitation to a process that might help presence become you and you become presence. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there that makes presence seem like a good thing. So I don't know. You know, that's why sometimes I need that motivation.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was really cool for me too. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah, really just
felt good to me.
Still meditation. But one of my other mentors, Lyndon Angel Winters, she's incredible. But it's really fun for me because she has a practice of emptying out. Mm-hmm. And she's a sexual yogini. She's a mentor to me in the way that like she uses sexual relationship and divine partnership in that way, mm-hmm, as a path to awaken more. And so in her practice, we can talk much more about this at some point, but her simplest practice is an hour every morning of emptying out all the resentment and all the thoughts and all of the gratitude, even emptying out all of the stuff and the places where she swallowed her nose and the places where she was in her power in the days before, so that she can come to a moment of creation, right? Which is ultimately sex creates a baby, mm-hmm, right? She can meet an opportunity for miraculous creation from a present and empty space and experience it for what it is instead of what it's supposed to be or what it should be, what shouldn't be, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. So she can be present for the miraculous act of creation. Mm-hmm. And you can, you know, that's so awesome in a sexual context. Mm-hmm. But it's so awesome if life is creation. Life is creation.
Right.
That's what life is. Mm-hmm. So to be available for a fully alive life requires us to empty out, mm-hmm, so we can meet a moment without all the things we think we know. It's fucking brilliant. Like, just to even contemplate these concepts. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I just want to say thank you to, like, What is the universe for allowing me to consider the way that you work?
The universe is you, James, speaking through you as you to itself.
It's just so wild. It's mind-boggling.
Universe. Oh, that reminds us. We would like to take a vote, I think. We're going to have a poll down in the comments. We've been really talking about this word manifesting, which is a whole nother podcast.
We have three
options. Stay tuned. We have three options so far. Because manifesting is out.
For all kinds of reasons. And not just because it has the word man.
Yeah.
That's the least reason.
It's in action. It feels like it has connotation. Yeah, we'll talk about manifesting.
The doing.
Or the doing of the receiving, which is just...
Or the like...
Very bizarre.
Thought that you actually have power to...
Hack
bring
the universe
to you.
Jane called me out yesterday. She's like, you realize you're trying to hack the universe, right? I was like, I am? Oh,
well,
shit.
It's just so arrogant. Not you weren't being arrogant.
No, no, it's I was arrogant. And it's hilarious. Oops. Let me try again.
Totally. And I only saw it because I do it.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, I am. Right.
Anyway.
Forget and remember again later.
Great. Nick's manifest.
Manifesting is out. So hashtag, okay, guys, hashtag unifesting, which I just like, oh, I love that. It's you coming into union with the, you know, the alignment of the thing and the
symphony.
Energy and the symphony. Yeah. Coming into union with unifesting, I think is really cool. Another
She's
one
biased
is
towards that one, which I love. And I love everything about her. So I have votes in that unifesting department. I kind of like infinifesting.
Love that too. It's
because
fun.
It taps into the infinite possibilities of what's possible and for a higher knowing to know better than what I know.
Yeah.
As I bring life towards me. But I think we decided, did we already forget? We
came oh, no, with, yeah, there's another
what
one.
What was it?
Soul festing.
Is that what it was?
Spirit festing.
Spirit fest. To let the magnificence of our spirit that is indescribable and untouchable tell us what's for us and bring that to us.
Yes. So seemingly separate words, yet there is nothing as separation. So there's just a little bit of a difference of vibration and play in these. So what do you think? It's either unifest, infinifest,
or spirit
or spirit festing.
Or if you have a better word,
yeah,
or another
or something
word,
else,
bring it on. We're playing.
And then hashtag.
Yeah, yes. Make sure. You guys, thanks for listening. Thank you for your brilliance.
Thank you for your just effervescent spiritual wisdom and
cool.
Good looks.
You're welcome. Oh, good looks.
Comes in a beautiful package.
Yeah,
right?
I think we're going to talk about the notion of manifesting soon.
Yes. Lots and lots and lots of love, you guys. Happy New Year or threshold time whenever you're listening to this.
La, 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 la.
We're out.
Bye.
Bye.